But you know, just like I know, that people are doing all types of things that they should not be doing on a daily basis. So talk to me a little bit, as somebody who's very versed in biohacking, about common mistakes that people are making that are poisoning their bodies and minds on a daily basis.
So first, what is biohacking? Bio means life. Hacking is basically your ability to find your way around something. So your ability to find your way around life, your way to find glitches in the system of life. So what do you do with these 30 minutes that you stop interacting with your phone? You need to set an intention of what you're going to do with these 30 minutes. Walk into a 7-Eleven. Go at 11 p.m. Go see the type of individuals that walk in there, what they buy and what they do. And you're going to realize that their habits dictate their appearance, because your body is a manifestation of how you think, is a manifestation of how you operate. So go and observe those individuals. You won't find the healthiest, most successful people lingering around in those places. Why? Because those are not the habits of winning successful people. So just like you observe in those 30 minutes, individuals and habits that you don't want to personify, now do the opposite. Go the next day and spend those 30 minutes observing people that you want to resemble. People that have winning qualities, that have success attached to their persona, that attract, seem to attract, always have that golden touch. And dissect them, observe them. What is it that they do that causes this? This is called the scientific method. The ability to observe, hypothesize, test, and ultimately arrive to a conclusion, an outcome. Most people don't have a mental framework as to how they perceive the data sets that are in front of them. They think that they need to pick up a book, but look how many people pick up books and don't learn anything. Look how many people listen to podcasts and nothing enters in their head. Why? Because they think that the action is what matters. No, what matters is the intention that's set forth to the action. So in those 30 minutes, observe. So before you begin acting, before you begin doing all these things, you need to be able to stop and position yourself. He talks about meditation. What does it mean to meditate? What does it mean? You need to be able to understand the definition of what it means to be in a state of calmness. It's what I like to call a state of equanimity, calmness of the soul, a place where you can operate at peace. I was talking with an entrepreneur earlier on, and he said, you know, I was excited. I was going to build a multi-billion dollar software company, and I got excited. I said, you got excited, an extreme. And then I got super sad, and I made another bad decision, extreme, no balance. So you need to be able to position yourself balanced. How? By unlocking information. Science is a love of knowledge. That's what it means, the love of knowledge. So when you have this idea of philosophy, and philo means brotherly love, Sophia means wisdom. Philosophy, right, used to be only used in the context of religious kind of environments. So philosophy means lover of wisdom. What is wisdom? Knowledge put into practice. So first you observe. Then you ask, what is it that these people are doing? Then you test. Okay, I'm not going to say no. Look how many people are hating on the internet. You didn't even fucking try it. Just test it. Test it for 30 days with no bias. And then do what? Examine, cross-reference. And then you arrive to what? Your conclusion. And what is your conclusion of what? The data set that was presented to you. And then you decide whether you want to incorporate it into your life or not. So before we talk about the elements, first we need to talk about the framework and mindset as to how we receive this information. And once we have the framework, the mindset, which is often what I talk about, the worldview. Now that we have this worldview in practice, we can talk about the practicals, Colin.
Yeah, so the conclusion to the flip side of my old life was, it doesn't work. I can't go get blacked out on the weekends. I can't have shitty friends that, you know, don't have uplifting thoughts, don't have, you know, goals, don't have common, you know, desire to win in life. Like, that was my old life, was literally just people that were all kind of lost, floating around, didn't know what the fuck to do. And the end result was brutal. Like, I was, you know, getting blacked out. I had no direction. I had no purpose. So then what did I have to do? I have to create a new hypothesis. I had to do new data sets, and I established a morning routine. And you can't just do it for a week and think that your whole life's going to change. I put in 5 years down the wrong path and I got the end result. So now I have to put in 5 years down the right path, and we're literally 5 years from where I started. Shit's pretty fucking good now. So
Yeah, man, I think that you brought up habits, right? I think that people neglect a really, really simple reality, which is that you are what you do, right? So we become our habits. And we were speaking about this over lunch earlier. People get very up in arms whenever they feel judged by their physical appearance, right? What's pretty ironic about it is that the human body is simply a canvas of your decisions, right? Whatever I chose for the last 10 years of my life is written all over my body. So the fairest way by which I can judge an individual is by looking at them and by speaking to them, right? So Colin makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a month selling fitness coaching. Why? Look, right? And something else we were speaking about earlier that I want to direct this conversation to is this concept of gravity, right? People so often when they're trying to climb the mountain in life, oh, like what's the top 10 hacks to run in my Shopify store? Oh, my YouTube video didn't do well. I didn't have the right title and thumbnail. But when you think about it in the context of gravity, as we discussed earlier, wherein we think about gravity, why does the Earth orbit around the sun? Because the sun is much larger, right? So the larger an object, the larger something's critical mass, the more it attracts other objects, right? So what we need to do is look inwards and understand that in order to attract customers or friends or wealth or whatever it is that we want in life, we just have to grow the mass, right? And grow ourselves. And that's what I really want to talk about today and give an action to of everybody that watches this is like, what are these things that we can be doing, right? Like, as you look inward, tens of millions of dollars deep, what are you doing now to try and increase that gravitational pull and mass of yourself intellectually, spiritually, and physically?
Well, first, let's talk about the results.
Right.
What has the gravitas, right? That's the Latin of gravity, gravitas, the ability to gravitate towards, the ability to pull towards. What has it pulled towards? 150,000 aspiring entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs from 70 countries waiting to get into Capital Club. So your concept is based on what? Natural law. Natural law is beyond the opinions of men. It is fundamental and it can be applied to any aspect of life if so you choose to perceive it that way. So when you talk about, okay, all these things that Luke is going to say, what do they yield? Well, it's yielded 150,000 hungry, desiring entrepreneurs that want to win or aspiring entrepreneurs ready to join Capital Club. That's the end result. Perfect. You want an end result of do $369 times 10% of whatever that number I gave you. Just whatever that is, perfect. Let me give you the framework as to how you can achieve it. One, your reputation must be unassailable. Your reputation must be pristine. Who you say you are, that is who you must become and who you must be. Hypocrisy does not work. You have to be authentic. Authenticity is what matters. That's number one. The idea of being fake, first of all, doesn't work anymore. Two, is expensive and energy. Why? Because acting is tiring. Number one. Number two is your mindset. Understanding that unless you have a goal, you're not going to arrive anywhere. You have a goal, but then you need a habit and the patterns. We were talking about the idea of establishing these habits. Habits is this concept of habitat. So the ecosystem that you create around your action is also important. So if you don't want to have junk food, well, don't have junk food in your house. If you don't want to eat candy, well, then just don't have candy in the pantry. If you're going to smoke weed and, oh, well, I got the munchies, well, just make sure that your kitchen is just clean of all the junk food. Why? Because you're creating the habitat so that the seed of effort, when you input it, that it yields result. The last thing you want to do is create an environment where you're fighting against yourself, dude. All these people are like, dude, I'm focused on girls. Like, I want to get, but every single
but they live in Miami.
Every single weekend they go out. They are on every single dating app. Every single time that they're supposed to be doing their work, they're out here interacting with women. And it's not the issue that you can't interact with women. It's the problem that your goal is misaligned with your actions. And if you want something, your actions need to reflect that which you want. You can't want something and then want another thousand other things that are the antithesis of that which you want. Because just like you have critical mass, you also have the black hole, which absorbs critical mass. So you need to observe these things, these little gaps in your life that are absorbing
your potential to grow, and you need to mitigate them. So we often talk about the things that we need to do, but we often don't talk about the frameworks as to the things that we need to avoid. At many times in life, which is the beauty, it's not so much about how much you have, but oftentimes it's about getting rid of a lot of the things that you do have. I'll give you an example. Who would have most pleasure? Let's say an emperor who's enjoying the finest meat in the world, or a slave who hasn't eaten for 3 days and gets invited for a bowl of soup after, you know, being extremely hungry. Who experiences true pleasure and joy of that experience? Who's truly wealthy in that situation? And that's the paradox in the antithesis of life. It's about the framework and the positioning of where you are. So it's not so much about what do I need to add to my life to get better? No. What do I need to get rid of? What's the baggage that's holding me back? Get rid of those things. Fast from what you put through your eyes. Fast from what you listen. Fast from what you consume. In every aspect of your life. Clean, purge from these things. And then once you detox, well, then you begin to grow. Most people, they're not healthy. Therefore, they cannot operate out of a state of health. If your brain isn't functioning well, if your gut isn't functioning well, how are you going to trust your opinions, your decision-making process? No. First, you need to heal yourself. You need to enter a state of normality, because most of you guys are sick. Most people are sick. And then you make decisions out of that place. So cut out the bullshit. Focus on the little things in your life that you are doing well. And the rest, you get incorporated over time. This is the best way to not be overwhelmed. And it's very practical for all of us. Look in the mirror. Ask yourself the 5 first things that come to mind that you need to change, and start there.